Turning to news from Africa, and Sudan says it is opposed to the unlimited extension of the African Union peacekeeping troops in Darfur. The country was reacting to comments by the top UN envoy to Sudan, who was reported as saying that Khartoum might accept a prolonged and reinforced AU force. Sudan has already resisted international pressure to allow some 20,000 UN troops to replace a poorly funded, ill-equipped AU force of 7,000. We spoke to communications coordinator for the Red Cross in Sudan, Jessica Barry. She told us about the situation faced by rural dwellers in the region.
Now, for the International Committee of the Red Cross, we have been working in the rural areas, not so much in the camps. And the rural areas, we are particularly concerned because people are not able to get to their fields, whether it's fighting or whether routes are blocked, to be able to plant and to collect the harvest. Now, this is the real concern. If people are going to lose their livelihoods in the months ahead because they can't take their harvest, then there will be a real problem for food and for them to be able to sustain a life in the months to come. So one of the really crucial things that we will try to do, wherever there are clashes, wherever there are blocked migration routes, and wherever people don't have access to markets, then we will, the important thing is to work with the people who are the parties to the conflict, if you like, or the different groups who are there, to make sure that the civilian population is not going to be affected by whatever other issues are going on the ground.